This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A new federal proposal lays out how California, Arizona, and Nevada could have to use less Colorado River water starting in 2024. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis says the plan is still being worked out.
What needs to be ironed out is how those cuts would be shared. One option, California would mostly be spared from cuts because the state has the oldest legal rights to use the river. Or the three states could move away from the law and share these water cuts more evenly.
Federal water officials said this year's strong snowpack won't make up for the decades-long drought that has reduced the West's water supplies. A new round of COVID-19 relief funds will be available for small businesses across Denver. The city council has added $5 million in federal money to a pandemic relief program. The program gives direct cash and technical assistance to small businesses that are recovering from the pandemic. The district attorney representing Fremont, Chaffee, and Park counties has been admonished by a judge for breaking rules around some cases. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
A state judge threw out a first-degree murder case in Fremont County to penalize the DA's pattern and practice of discovery violations. The judge also cited 20 other mishandled cases by the office of DA Linda Stanley. Several defense attorneys and some private citizens have lodged complaints about her office's handlings on a handful of serious criminal cases. And that office is under investigation by the Colorado State Supreme Court. Stanley is also under investigation by the Attorney Regulation Council. Her office did not return a call for comment. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Another story from Colorado's court system is just a bit later this morning. Latinos plead guilty in criminal cases more often than white or black defendants.
I just think you're more apt to take the deal that you can get, and it's not a good one. But you're still pleading guilty. You're not being offered a deferred judgment.
We'll talk with prosecutors, judges, and public defenders, and the story is in about 15 minutes here on Morning Edition on CPR News.